Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, I know you've heard the name of John Wharton. You know that he's just an excellent builder, champion services. He does this, he does that. But did you know the other side of John Wharton? He has now become, or is becoming, a star of the airwaves because he has his own program on radio and television called Real Talk. And that's what we're here to talk about today, Real Talk. So, Mr. Wharton, I love the shirt you're wearing today. Very colorful. I don't know how to describe it, but it looks like a flower bed on your back.
Well, if you're going to show up, you show out. And so sometimes if the personality lacks, you just put on some wardrobe that makes up the difference.
But, so you had an old friend of yours drop in here a few minutes ago by the name of Bill Cranford, who's just come back from a big trip he took. And you were reminiscing about all kinds of stuff that I had no knowledge of. And so I thought, well, you know, we ought to start the show off by getting people to know a little bit about you besides what they hear on the air. So tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Well, grew up here, Leslie Elementary School out in the Leslie area.
Metro Leslie.
Yes. and Miss Burns, one of my favorite teachers I can remember growing up, and then worked my way through Castle Heights. And then on to Rock Hill High, and then on to the new Rock Hill High, first year to graduate. So been here since 69 as a child, moved here with a big passel of girl sisters and a little brother, and we just kind of moved here and was close to family of my mother's in Columbia, South Carolina. And so Dad did kind of pipeline construction stuff. He worked behind, and he did a lot of asphalt and concrete work and repair work. Little small company. Most of the time, just him doing little pipeline constructions where they'll cut a groove across the road, and he was the guy that they would put in, and he had contracts with that. So that's what got us here. And so we kind of sunk in, you know, when the kids were all getting bigger, and I had five older sisters. We were sitting around.
Five older sisters.
And you just had to take and settle in and get in, and, you know, the school and the dating, and we became a fixture in Rock Hill, and the girls started marrying, and Bill Cranford, what a fine gentleman that family is, to my Paul Jordan, an ex-brother-in-law, and which is, he's since passed away, and my sister Leela, who unfortunately has passed away, and he knew them well, and so you're just reminiscing of old times, and that's how we got here.
So now, while you were growing up, how did you make arrangements to use the bathroom when you had five sisters?
Well, let me tell you what, it was really kind of cool, and it sounds like a sad story. We're going to set the music in, you know, violins. But there was one bathroom on the other end of the house, but there was a half bathroom on the end where the laundry room was.
Ah.
And so the laundry room, which was not stacked, it was a very small room, but it had a half bath and had a sink in it and had a toilet in it. And so my bed was actually a plywood bed that was made and had a single mattress laid on the plywood bed. And my Chester drawers were, you reach down underneath the mattress, you grab the hold of the plywood, you tilt it up, and your clothes and your shoes and your socks and your undies were all stacked up and underneath the mattress. So that, and I got that whole end of the suite, if you will, to myself.
So you had to make an appointment to use the shower?
That's exactly right. Well, sometimes it was a little bitty sink, and you did the best you could in a small area.
Bird bath. Gotcha.
Yes, bird bath kind of thing.
All right. So in all seriousness, here you are. You've got a very, you've got a large organization with Champion Services. You do all kinds. I mean, I love the commercial that you're running where you talk about there isn't anything you don't do. You do inside, outside, you do gutters, you do roofs, you do sinks, you do bathrooms and the flooring, blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on and on. But the other side of you is the entertainer side of you. You've been involved in entertainment I don't know, before you did Champion Services? Yes, no?
Let's just say that I've been involved in one way or another with a lot of music in the world, and instrumentals and playing that, but yet also, too, it's a situation where a lot of writing, songwriting, involved with some well-known artists, and I spent some time with that. I don't talk about it a lot, but I was able to get out and about and enjoy that. A lot of involvement with music at religious organizations, churches, love, lead worship, play instruments, sing, you know, what most people can stand it, but it's, you know, you grow from the fond of that, you love it, and you enjoy it, and you realize the joy that it makes you feel, and you want to bring that out in others, and hopefully create, you know, an atmosphere where creativity is abounds.
When you walk into Champion Services, you're going to see an old upright piano. And if John Warden walks by it, you may hear a few little tickles of the ivory.
You might just. And so, I, you know, a long time ago, I played so much to where literally I almost got arthritis in my hands. And same thing with guitars and things and percussion, drums. I mean, you play a number of instruments. And so I kind of laid it down for a while for a lot of reasons. And just I have a wife that's very gifted in terms of being able to play multiple instruments as well. So, you know, I've been prompted a few times to grab a hold of the keys and to see if I can remember what I thought I forgot.
Ah, well, good. That's a whole other story. All right. So then all of a sudden we discover, I think quite by accident, that this man has a gift for, I guess, talking to people, creative in terms of how he thinks about different things going on in the world. And the next thing you know, he's talking to us about doing a program that we had all kinds of names for. But then he decided on the name Real Talk, which is a kind of like a straight talk, except you're into all different types of topics.
We are we're subject to talk just about anything. And, you know, it is rated PG most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
G. So we try to keep that within an informative aspect. But we look at things like AI.
Right.
And we'll go from AI to body language. Today we talked about, you know, some stuff we recorded today, which will be on real soon. Low-income housing, how that affects. How do we get people out of that and up and about? And how do we, you know, we want to do up.
Discipline you talked about one time.
We talked about discipline. We talked about tracking.
Cell phones?
Yes, and you were part of some of those programs. And, you know, I take no credit for the actual show itself. It's an evolution of relationships, too. You, sir, being one-on-one has been a key element in that. And, you know, the Walter Cronkite of the area here, I have to take and follow in footsteps, and I'm just trying to keep up. But, and Alan Miller, and, you know, had a lot of experience in terms of producing and making music and also albums and things. So, you know, it's a natural thing. You know, I was at a little small thing that Alan Miller asked me to speak at for some of his guests, and he told me that you never met a microphone you didn't like. Well, I don't know if that fits, but I'll accept it. How's that? But
well,
the idea behind it is it, for the community and for the ideas of who we are, some of the items we love to talk about, you know, we don't get into argumentative. We have guests on it. Catherine Madden has been super. Another frequent flyer is Tom Moody. And if you've ever known, if anybody out there knows Tom Moody, he's the coolest cootie you've ever met.
Well, let me tell you, that show is running on CN2 this week, and I caught it last night. And just to look at that dude is interesting.
Makes you laugh. Yeah, it does. I mean, it's just a character. It just boils out of him. You just know that you're subject to get anything. But we have a lot of fun on the show, but we talk about serious subjects as well. We, you know, one of the recent ones was body language. We talked about how you're not picking up what we're laying down, and, you know, and how sometimes the body language of people gives an indication for some hidden issues that if you observe it and you really care, and from a ministerial point of view, you want to see that, you know, you're trying to develop and do wonderful things for society. This community, Manning, has been real good to John Warden and family and to Champion Services. And for that, you try to give back. You're not out trying to make a bunch of money doing a show. We have sponsors and we have a lot of people giving notoriety, and I appreciate that. But the joy of it is hopefully it adds some insight, some bright lights into a world, and give them a place where they can sit down and disappear for a little while.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is you're not sitting there dealing with politics like we do here on Straight Talk. You're not sitting here talking about you know, Octopharma, like we do here on Straight Talk. I mean, you're not talking about county council issues or city council issues. You're just talking about life, which is why that name Real Talk is really very appropriate.
There's not really a subject we won't approach. I mean, we try to do that in terms of child rearing and balancing. We had a series of ladies on one time that talked about, let's be real, do you feel like it's still fair? Is it? Have we reached a point where it's fair in the marketplace? Are we to a point where you feel like you're equally paid?
Right.
I mean, we talk about those things and get real responses. Now, I got to admit, you just mentioned Octopharma. The opponent of the programs today, they did get mentioned, and it was in a positive fact, but it was in comparison to all the incomes of things that are coming in, and we still have some people that have lesser income, and how, you know, we want to see everybody win, not just all the new things. Let's take care of the people that have been here for a long time, too. So, I love the community. Love being here. Love being in relationship and spending time with good people like yourself, Dr. Cranford, Alan Miller. I could go on and on. David Angel. These are people that have inspired me and that I've begun to become, you know, in my business, being a general contractor in remodeling, obviously, Champion Services, and we do anything you can think of. You make friends. You're not just out here selling them work and doing that, and you disappear out of their lives. I've been fortunate enough to remain in the lives of people, and so it's influenced me. I learn a lot from good people. I learn a lot. Sometimes you learn what not to do.
Exactly.
Okay, from good people, and some from some not so good. But we're not going to get into that judgment. But we have a lot of fun on the show, and it's something that we want to bring a different perspective to contents of things.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we mentioned before was tracking. And, I mean, make this point, was, you know, yes, it's convenient to keep up with your kids, and I understand elderly parents, but okay, morally, what are we teaching them in terms of trustworthiness? So we kind of attack things, if you will, from a fun, jovial, but serious way. Not argumentative. We don't really get into the disputes. And I'm glad to leave the politics to Manning Kimmel.
So now, for those of you who have not heard this program, it's on 8 o'clock on radio, 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. And then it's on a variety of different times. On CN2. I caught it last night, whatever, 8 o'clock, something like that. So it's there, and it's very interesting. Now, the other part of this is, this guy doesn't do anything, I can't say that word on the air. He doesn't do it halfway. Let's put it that way, all right? You have built
leave
your...
the donkeys out of it.
Leave the donkeys out. That's a good one. Leave the donkeys out of it. So you have constructed a full-blown studio over on the campus of Champion Services. And by the way, the campus, how many acres is the campus there?
We have 11.
11. It runs basically, just look at the asphalt from one end to the other on Anderson Road. And it's there.
You could almost land a plane.
Yeah, almost. But you have taken part of the building and gutted it and made it into a very, very nice studio for radio and television.
We have, and also ministry. We do that, too, in terms of presentation. So we actually have the Red Door Church was something I pastor, and we get together with some friends. We have a wonderful time there on Sunday, and we do it because we want to get back to the community. There's a lot of people we like to minister to. But the essence of the building is about getting people together, talking through, and as it develops, it is a place that we use for seminars. You want to know how to remodel your bathroom. We're going to bring you in and set you down, feed you, not cost you anything, show you how to take, start to finish, what we can do. We'll advise you on if you have other contractual work. We'll sit in here and give free consultation. We want you to win out here, people. We're not just here to sell you. We're here to see you win. Also, too, in this, it's Bible studies. It's discipleship. It's how do we make ourselves better in the community? Financial classes. These are things that are beginning to open up to where people can come in and ask for help without feeling like, number one, it's absorbent to have to pay for those things. But at the same time, too, at the sales center, which is what it's become, is a place for everybody. There's no highs or lows, no A's or Z's.
Right.
Everybody in between can come in, and we can reason together. It's a place that it's a venue. We have a wedding coming up in a couple of weeks.
No kidding.
Yes.
And really?
So it's a fun place. It's got a lot of old classic cars. It's got a lot of you know, artwork, and it's put my taste in. It's the love of my mother born through me in all of her antiques, loving stuff. And so we put this stuff up, and, you know, come visit us. I think it's a good place to walk through and enjoy. You'll see some antiques, and you'll see artwork, and just an ambiance and an atmosphere where you're welcome. And I want it to be used. If you have social media meetings out here, if you have things you want to join together that better the community, nonprofits, and they need this, we want to actually create a blessing for those who are out here blessing others. Yeah. It's developing Manning into something that is far and beyond just a room or a Coventry for just a studio or radio. But we are working towards, speaking of that, live audience for Real Talk or any other programming.
Because you can seat, what, about 50 people in there?
Closer to 100.
It's grown since I've last seen it.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's very interesting, very interesting. All right, we have to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. Find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com. Now, some people who used to live here do not forget what they learned while they were here. Fresh subs and salads at Substation 2, 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters. Let's chime it out together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Coming later this month from Founders Federal Credit Union, early pay. Members get paid up to 2 days early. That's right, Founders will credit your account early by up to 2 days. If you still need to switch your direct deposits to Founders, stop by an office or use the Founders app today. Initial processing times vary. Not a member yet? Stop by an office or visit us online at foundersfcu.com to see if you qualify for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply. Founders does not guarantee early posting.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to andersongriggs.com.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. John Warden is with us from Champion Services. We're not talking about construction, which is his main gig. What we're talking about is his program, Real Talk, which is fascinating to me. He's built a studio. He's putting out a professional product. It's on radio, it's on television, on CN2. You're talking about all kinds of things that people don't normally talk about. But where do you see this thing going? I mean, you're off and running. You just need to get more people with more ideas?
Well, that and again, where we want to head next, and I think the evolution of growth is a live audience. I really want to get product and people participation. It's not necessarily to get sponsorships. You know, that would be great if people want to come in and associate their name with it. We love that and we appreciate it. But our goal is to get more people with a voice. There's nothing, to me, I don't think that there's a voice that shouldn't be heard. And not going to get political. I never do. But I don't necessarily need a politician saying the things that makes common sense. You know, the thing that has become popular in the political world has been more around the town home kind of thing. Well, this is a place where you can come in and actually discuss items, discuss details. We take a subjects and we get in and we're going to invite people in. And you can register to come in and sit down and actually come in and be heard and have a voice. And it's, and again, we're not looking for arguments. To me, arguments are two intelligent people that aren't as smart as they thought they were that can't reach a conclusion that could be amicable. And so we can get nothing done if we don't, if we're not agreeable.
Yeah. This is not a red versus blue type of atmosphere. This is two people who have respect for each other and want to talk in a respectful way with different opinions.
That's correct.
Right? And the whole idea is to try to use your brain to project your idea, your thought, your reasoning behind it, and hopefully you understand as well what they're trying to find some common ground.
Well, you learn from one another, okay? And you said the word reason. And, you know, the scriptures, which I love, it says, come let us reason together. And so in that reasonability, you have to listen to reason. You don't just talk.
Right.
And the reason behind the reasoning is to create a common ground, create a network of people that can come together and share. And yet, you know, I think that's one of the things, and I'm not a mental health expert, but the fact that you can't be heard and you become entrapped in yourselves and the COVID issues and everybody was trapped and done and now they're afraid. We want a town home kind of place where you can come and you can sit around. We have Bible studies that are coming in early breakfasts, and some of those are already 50, 60, 70 people that we can sit around and just have conversations. And it's a study to learn about God's Word, but it's also to learn about social events and to talk through it. Not everybody needs a professional psychiatrist. Sometimes you just need to be heard. Now, in my case, I won't say at to what degree. I don't know if there's one qualified to handle the Sybil mentality some days.
All right, let me switch gears with you. 180
yes,
degrees. I saw a very, very interesting segment on the CBS Sunday morning program this past Sunday. And it dealt with, of all things, housing and the issues that big metro areas are having with people who can't afford to live, get a roof over their head. And there are new concepts on how they're doing what they're doing. Now, they did not use the word tiny homes, but in essence they are. Very, very nice tiny homes, right? So we're living in an area where housing has just become unaffordable. I mean, very, very much. Just out of, I mean, who would have ever thought in Rock Hill, South Carolina, it would take you $350,000 to get an entry-level house? All right. Now, you look like you're at a racehorse about to jump.
You are, because you're reading my mail. If you'd have heard the show we just recorded on local housing, which we'll play this Saturday before you make your point, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it'll be a video, you want to tune in because you're hitting the nail on the head exactly what we were discussing.
This Friday, because we've already had to pre-record this show because the consultants were in from out of town, the Council of Governments has concluded a very lengthy study paid for by the four counties about housing, the whole, all the issues, and gathering data about housing, housing, housing. My point when I talk to them, this is all great, you got to have all that data, is what are you going to do to make sure that that study just doesn't sit up on a shelf someplace? Do you have a timeline when somebody's going to put a shovel in the ground and start to produce a product? You got a whole bunch of issues. Regulations are one of them.
I mean, they're major.
They're the major. I mean, you have regulations that say you can't build a house that's any smaller than X, Y, or Z.
1,600 square feet in York County.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And this show, Sunday morning, was CBS, showed some beautiful homes that were 500, 600 square feet. I mean, interiors are just like a fancy house out on the lake. I mean, very, very nice. We've got to start thinking differently if we're ever going to solve this problem.
Well, let me. I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but you're just preached the show that we just recorded on Real Talk that, again, will air this Saturday morning at 8, audio, and then throughout the week. And I thank the good folks at OTS Media for allowing me to have a voice in that. But let me tell you what my concerns are. Any type of mobile living community are now frowned upon. Nobody wants mobile homes, smaller essence in the aspects of it. I love the Octafarmer and all the folks coming in and all the income increases. Well, what about all the good, hard people? This is what this show talks about this week.
That's right.
That cannot afford. They're working hard. They have the same aspirations. We're living a life of a dream, but yet they cannot afford. And so what is beginning to happen through county legislation and government legislation? And I'm never political at this, but I got to tell you, it is squelching the ability of these folks to come out from under it. Plus, what's currently in place, they want to limit. They want to drive out the mobile homes. Some people are living in RVs, recreational vehicles, which are bigger than the old RVs. They are their residents. They live in. They're comfortable. They're keeping a roof over their head. They're functional in society. They're taxpayers. They're employed somewhere. But yet, these are the things that are frowned upon. Tiny homes, yes, but if you're talking about tiny home communities, you know, in York County, you cannot construct an RV park. You can't construct anything of that size. It's disallowed. Yet it is minimalistic, and I understand property values. And everybody on the radio knows property values also include property taxes. So as values increase, so do taxes. And I get the need for those such things. But the aspect that we're leaving behind and all the important people in the world living in all the wonderful places, that is not necessarily a mindset of all of York County. And so I'm just going to speak from that perspective, or people in general who do not have the wealth or the means or the capability. Maybe the credit doesn't mean that they're not working just as hard as anyone else. And we're limiting their ability, and the separation of the classes is increasing because they're keeping them in a down place due to legislation and not allowing them. If you ask me, could I live in an 800-square-foot home?
Sure.
Not with my four kids at home, probably not. But I could.
Yeah.
I've done it in camp. I raised two kids in a camper trailer, my two oldest sons. I did. And we lived very comfortably, and everything was taken care of. The limitation that we have for legislation right now in housing, based on that, is a concern to me.
If anybody who is in a position of authority at the county or the city level could go back and pull up that segment, the first segment they had on that CBS Sunday morning program, you'd see what we're talking about. We're not talking about mobile homes. We're talking about something the size of a mobile home, but very tastefully done, very nice. I understand that taxation and what have you, and that's one of the reasons the mobile home parks aren't allowed, because they don't pay a tax that is necessary to support things like schools, things like roads and whatnot. But you can work those numbers out based on what's there.
If the powers that be will listen, there are ways to make that happen, to put us in a position to where it can be worked out and it maintain an affordable life for these people.
We have people down here at the Lifehouse for Women who are professional educators who are living there because they can't afford to put a roof over their head. When apartment rents are $1,500 to $2,000 a month, and a new house
is a cheap one.
Yeah, it's a cheap one. And a new house is $350,000 plus the down payment you need. I mean, it's an impossible task for a young couple, particularly, to overcome. So we got to find a way to fix this problem and not talk about it, because we have too many people, the policemen, the firemen, the workers here at this substation, too, everywhere, who need and have a right to have a roof over their head. But that they're willing to, they have to pay for it. We're not going to give it to them.
And I have no problem with any of that. In everything, I agree 1,000,000%. But here's the key.
You got 20 seconds.
I got 20 seconds. Here's the key. The old saying says that I would live in a tent with you, but not in York County.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we are going to wrap up the show because now the audience wants to get involved with this thing. And we want to thank you for listening to Straight Talk today. By the way, Real Talk is on WRHI, 8 o'clock Saturday mornings, and on CN2 at a variety of different positions. Listen to it. It's a good show, and that's why we did this program today with John Warden. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Don't you dare take a bite of that sandwich until you're finished participating in this. All right. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How do we do it here at Substation? Those ladies are all teed up. They're ready to go at the count of three. One, two, three. slice, slice, slice. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.